Did you guys see this? My blood boiled when I saw this shit. Kind of like a microcosm of a broader problem. San Francisco driver accused of killing family of four in West Portal crash likely to avoid prison time. This elderly woman, 80 years old, what was it, drove in the wrong lane, 40 miles per hour over the speed limit, obliterated a family of four, just disintegrated them, is going to walk. Unlikely to impose prison time. Also, she moved, this is real, right? She moved money over into like a separate account, like an affiliated financial entity, so that if the family, the relatives of the people that she killed sued her, she wouldn't have as much money to go to them. Her defense was, I don't know what happened. It's the pensionerification of the United States. We let old people get away with so fucking much. It is insane. It's absolutely insane. You know, over here in the United States, by and large, old people don't automatically have to retake their driving test past a certain age. Like, they can be 80, 85 or whatever. They'll just keep on driving. San Francisco Superior Court Judge Bruce Chan said the loss of life was incomprehensible. Chan said his duty was to balance the deaths with other factors in this case, including Lau's age, her lack of criminal history, and her remorse. Her remorse, as shown by her transferring her estate money to a different account so that the survivors couldn't sue her, as well as the fact that her own husband had died in a car accident early on in their marriage. What the fuck does that have to do with anything? He said in the hospital after the crash, Lau tearfully told medical staff she wished she could trade places with the family. She said as she transferred money out so their family couldn't sue her. Jesus. Chan indicated his sentence, which will be confirmed at a subsequent hearing, would likely be 2 to 3 years of probation. Don't worry, guys. She'll be able to drive again when she's 83. It'll be fine. You sure you're still in favor of restorative justice? This isn't restorative justice. This is fucking insane. Survivors of the slain family accused Lau of transferring her ownership interest in several properties to a new LLC and selling properties to third parties, including her son-in-law, transferring millions of dollars to avoid potential financial penalties from the civil suit. Survivors of the family asked the judge to consider revoking her driver's license.
Consider it, please.
What the fuck is this judge thinking? They didn't even revoke her license? She might get probation. Might get probation. What's the threshold for getting your license revoked? If a judge says so. I guess there's no mandatory minimum or whatever equivalent there would be in this case. Jesus fucking Christ, man. I'm pro Waymo if it's used to force all old people to use it. Well, she should be in prison. She killed four people. If you did that, you would be in prison. The only reason she's not is because she's old, which is insane because being old is more of a reason why it's your fault. You shouldn't be driving at that age. And she has a lot of money. That's also true. So people were livid over this. Have you seen the video? It's insane. No. Out of curiosity. San Francisco, 80-year-old woman car crash. I don't know what search terms. West Portal crash? West Portal crash, yeah. This video is from 1 year ago. What the fuck?
Una, San Francisco Jesus police have arrested Christ. A woman for vehicular manslaughter for a crash that killed three people, including a young child. It all happened Saturday afternoon.
I think it's four now, so maybe another died?
And while the victims were waiting at a bus stop near the West Portal Muni station. KTVU's Ali Rasmus reports on the latest developments in that story, including the criminal charges the driver is now facing.
People in the West Portal neighborhood of San Francisco left behind flowers, candles, and stuffed animals at the site of this horrific...
Is this a different case? Nah, same case.
...big crash. You can't help but notice the stroller and three pairs of shoes at the site, meant to represent the three people who died. Saturday afternoon, an SUV driving eastbound towards the West Portal Muni station crossed over into the westbound lanes before striking the side of the library and skidding directly into a bus shelter where a family was waiting.
I was just right around the corner when it happened, heard a horn go, and then an almighty crash. I mean, everybody in the neighborhood was out because it was so loud. I think it's brutal, just brutal.
According to the safety advocacy group Walk SF, a father and toddler were killed when the SUV struck them. A mother and baby were seriously injured. Over the weekend, we learned the mother died from her injuries at the hospital.
And the baby will, too. See, we have the benefit of being from the future to know that.
The baby is still in critical condition. The driver of the SUV was hospitalized. This morning, San Francisco police announced they arrested the driver, identified as 78-year-old Mary Fong Lau. She faces charges of vehicular manslaughter, driving the wrong way, reckless driving, and driving at an unsafe speed. I spoke with a man who identified himself as the driver's brother. He didn't want to appear on camera, but says he's heartbroken by what happened. He says he tried to visit his sister at the hospital after the crash, but was told he could not talk to her because of the investigation. He has no idea, he says, what may have caused his sister to crash.
It's not just a random human interest story. I really do feel like there's a greater lesson to this, to an extent. We do defer so much to the elderly. Remember, I talked about this last stream. Remember, in France right now, the average retiree makes more money than the average worker. People who have retired make more money than people who are working. It's on average. In the UK, insane amounts of money and political power are deferred to the pensioner class. Nancy Mace was just talking the other day about tax. Making interest on your boat payment loans tax deductible. Everyone talks about how we should get rid of property taxes, how old people should be given more and pay less. Like it's a kind of civilizational suicide, right? Everyone always says, well, the young people are the future. We don't fucking act like it. You know, we give so much shit to elderly people. They're sitting on so much wealth. I know it's like a trite, 99% kind of talking point, but legitimately, the boomers and to a lesser extent Gen X people have so much fucking money and so much fucking property, and they don't even want to be taxed on it. California has been economically crippled for 50 fucking years because they decided to cap everyone's payment property tax payments to the value of the house back in the 70s. I showed you guys that, right? California property tax before and after Prop 8. The Prop 8 collapse in local, this is just local government revenue, okay? It got cut in half. All of this was to protect homeowners. It didn't catch up to what it was supposed to be back in the late 70s until after 9/11. Can you imagine where it should be? It should be like up where my mouse pointer is. These are properties that are worth $1-3 million. People are paying like $11,000 a year in property taxes. They're paying nothing. They're paying nothing. Anyway, just we give so much to the elderly. And look, I'm not saying that a dignified retirement shouldn't be like a goal. It's just we can't even meet the needs of the young right now. A lot of this, by the way, it's not us versus them necessarily. It's not like poor old people who are getting their Social Security payments or whatever are the problem. Like, they're not the fucking issue here, right? The issue is that, like, there are so many old people sitting on enormous amounts of money in the form of property or just like fucking illiquid assets or massive savings accounts, and they just sit on them until they die, and then that's it. And maybe it gets distributed after they die. Maybe, you know, maybe it goes to people broadly. Maybe it goes to the family. I don't know. It doesn't matter, case by case basis. But it's just sitting there doing nothing. They just want the shit they already have to appreciate in value. It's civilizational suicide. Why the fuck? Why would anyone have kids in this environment? I think people are having less kids, mostly for social reasons, not economic ones. But there's no denying the fact that this contributes to those social causes. Like, the more society is bent to the will and the needs of the elderly, people who are going to be fucking dead soon, the less room there is to do anything for the rest of people. There's a reason Japan has much lower wealth inequality than a lot of other developed countries. It's because they have an insanely high inheritance tax. God, I wish. Thing Japan, but the thing is inheritance tax.
The group Walk SF says they want SFMTA to step up its plans to add speed cameras throughout the city to make the roads safer.
I do like that.
A huge portion of the old people who voted leave and Brexit are now dead. Yeah, they did a follow-up poll on Brexit. Like, if you voted for Brexit all those years ago, how do you feel now? And a lot of them were just dead because they were fucking shitty-ass pensioner idiots who fell for the stupidest propaganda. They voted to ruin their country, and then they died. If anything, these people shouldn't even be allowed to vote. Jesus Christ. I hate them.
Yeah, actually. And I think it's proven that lowering speed does save lives.
Really?
San Francisco police say traffic engineering or the way the streets are laid out at West Portal was not a factor in the crash. Some neighbors disagree.
Around the time that I come in, it's always busy. There's kids. You know, people take the L. People from Washington High School, elementary, like West Portal up here, they're always walking around. When you walk down the street, you just kind of hope that they let you pass. 95% of the time, yes.
Walk SF plan.
Yeah, here you go. Thank you for finding this for me. Look at that. Look at how significant a chunk of the 2016 leave voters are dead compared to the 2016 remain voters. It's legit. It's almost 2-1. It's fucking insane. It's insane. Yeah, they did leave. They fucking skedaddled. Both my grandparents voted Brexit, my dad's side, and they're dead. Tragic. I don't know. I feel like maybe this is a Western thing in particular. It can't just be a Western thing. It has to be the case all over the world. I feel like we are uniquely bad with letting old people go. I see this in Hollywood too, right? Like, all the shit that airs, it's all just repeats. I don't know how to fuck. I saw a tweet that like really spoke to me on this or something. It was like, maybe it was about the Indiana Jones movies or something like that. It was like the fact that you would make a movie like this, but then you would choose to cast the hero as this old dude. Like, if you go back and you look at protagonists from movies in the 1970s or the 1980s, a lot of those protagonists are young guys, but now they're not. You watch movies made nowadays, and the protagonists are old guys. Like, we watch, you know, movies, men in their 50s, 60s, 70s, oldies, coming back, like, oh, look at him, he's still at it, or whatever. But, like, no one... You know, you go back and watch the original Star Wars, and, like, I don't know, Luke's fucking 22 or something, right? He's, like, really young. Or Back to the Future, Marty McFly is like a kid, he's a high schooler. How many major Hollywood blockbuster films these days have young people at the head of things? I mean, it would be weird if John Wick was in his 20s. Would it? I don't know. You could easily have like a pulpy, high-octane, you know, crazy shooter story with, I mean, you couldn't, it wouldn't be the exact same character. I just mean, like, I don't know, everyone's old now. Fuck, even like Terminator 1 and Terminator 2, the main characters were both young, right? Terminator 1, Sarah Connor and Kyle, they were both like pretty young. They were in their like mid-20s. And then Terminator 2, the main character's John Connor, and he's like 14 or something. He was 10? Oh, I thought he was older than that. Whatever. I mean, he was a kid, you know? Titanic, the main characters were young. I'm just trying to think, like, live-action main characters of the past decade, like, major characters. Do you guys understand what I'm talking about? We used to have Indiana Jones films back when Harrison Ford was, like, 30. Now we have Indiana Jones films where he's, like, 80. You know, they tried to make Shia LaBeouf the guy. It didn't work. So they were just like, fuck it, we'll just keep him, you know? They redo Top Gun, they just have the same old people in it. Star Trek Picard? Yeah. Harrison Ford was 38 when Raiders came out. 38? Fuck, dude. He's so hot. That's crazy. He was 38 there? Oh my god, he's so fucking hot. That's insane. It's insane how hot he is. That's crazy. I know, it's not like a novel opinion or whatever. I'm not the first guy to identify that. It's just crazy how hot he is, yeah. Is your problem with old protagonists or that all the actors are The same old ones. I get, it's just like, I feel like there's so little room for young people to come in and make their own stuff anymore, you know, or stuff that's aspirational. Everything is just a retread of stuff that's happened before. We defer so much cultural weight to old people. Like, it feels, okay, you know that insufferable, this is like a trope, the kind of dad who's like, I just got a daughter, I'm going to make her unrelatable to her own generation by raising her on the stuff that I had as a kid. Insufferable behavior, by the way. Like, oh, everything was better back in the 80s, so I'm just going to show my kid, like, 80s stuff, and we're going to watch 80s movies and 80s TV, so that when she goes to school, she can't talk about any pop culture with the kids her age, because, like, I'm nostalgic, and I'm going to force that onto her. It feels like that, but all of culture, rather than just the one dad. Does that make sense? It's like all of culture is like, you know, the mainstream, like everything coming out of Hollywood, it's going to be like a remake or a reboot or like a retread in some form. And there are going to be so many old like action heroes for some reason. We're obsessed with action heroes where the main guy is too old to be doing it. Like, why aren't more action heroes 20? That's when real life people would be doing action stuff, I think, like 20 or 30 or something, not like 50 or 60. But then you see, what was that movie with Saul Goodman? Nobody. Like, oh, he's an action guy, but he's like just a nobody, but he's like 55 60, you know. I don't know, dog, don't your knees hurt? Liam Neeson. Yeah, Liam Neeson's ancient, man. I don't know. No Country for Old Men is a shit movie. I hate how it's worshipped. Okay, nuts, come on, don't stand on my side of the room. Take your takes and take them over to the other corner so people don't associate your takes with my takes, okay? Don't forget about Mission Impossible. Yeah, Mission Impossible. They're like, here, the same actors for 30 years. Look, I'm just doing a dive track. Even with the video game series, you know? It's like, oh, what video games are up? Pokemon? Wow, that's great, man. I remember when my first Pokemon game came out, I was there for the first one when I was like 2 or something. I don't know. Too much of this. Is this related to younger generations being less hopeful and more doomer? I do feel like a lot of young people feel like they're living in the cultural equivalent of middle ages, not middle age, Europeans, living in the ruins of like Roman architecture, not building anything near that pretty. I know that's kind of like a simplification of history, you know, but like guys in the 1200s who are like, yep, those sure are some big marble columns. I've got to go back to milking my cows, back to work, you know. I feel like a lot of young people grow up and a lot of young people are like, let me take a look at politics. And the big political wave right now is no property taxes or some shit or whatever. Also, all of society is controlled by Epstein pedophiles. And they're like, okay, let me look at culture. And all the movies are like, hey, did you know this oldie who's been in 7 action movies is ready for his 8th? And then you look at TV shows and it's all like prestige drama about 60-year-olds having emotions at a camera, you know? Not to hate on Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul or Pluribus or whatever. Pluribus, a little bit less so, but, you know, to an extent, like, here's some, like, old people doing action drama. It's like, okay, let me look at video games. What's the big video games? What's going on this year? Oh, did you know we've got Pokemon and Final Fantasy? And it's like, okay, I get it, man. What about when things were new? Is anything new? Yeah, I don't know. It's got to be a bit tiring, that's all. Yeah, Metal Gear 3 remake coming out. It's to remake this, remake that. Yeah, GTA 6, wow. The original Grand Theft Auto was ancient, man. Almost as old as me. Nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun refers to, like, the fact that ideas get reused. In this case, it's literally the same actors and the same stories and characters and so on and so on. Like, it's not just, oh, you know, the ideas. It's remakes. It's literal remakes of the old stuff. I just think there's too much of this stuff happening right now. There's too much of it. Nothing ends. Nothing ever ends. And, you know, to a large extent, this is because of capital and the financialization of capital, you know? When so much culture is produced by publicly listed companies, shareholders heavily incentivize guaranteed returns because they want future investments to inflate the value of the shares they already have. So they push for constant remakes and reboots and, you know, sequelization, and they're not as willing to take risks. The financialization of the cultural juggernauts has largely been to the detriment of innovation. So once again, financialization. Capitalism strikes again. Not just capitalism. Modern, post-financial capitalism. Okay? Original capitalism, you'd have cutthroat directors trying to like out-compete each other or whatever. But nowadays, everything's owned by the same three companies, and all they care about is keeping their stock price steadily going up, so they're just going to keep relying and putting out the hits. It actually doesn't even matter that much how well the movies do. What matters is people's perceptions of how the movies are doing, right? Because that's what drives the investment, and that's where the money's coming in. I know you're not huge into music, but it's bad there too. Everything's just a pastiche of the 80s again. Yeah, I can't really comment on music. I wouldn't want to. Yeah. What about streaming culture and the internet? Everything's offered to you by algorithms and platforms. Not quite the same, because it's like the people producing stuff on YouTube wouldn't be the same as YouTube like bankrolling movies, but yeah, to an extent, yeah. If people are offered like repetitive slop, they'll take it. You know, we're pattern seeking machines. We go after that sort of stuff. It's sort of the point of being an artist is not to give people what they want. That's a hideously reactionary sentiment. Give people what they want. People want the poop from a butt. Okay. If you ask a child what they want candy. They'll keep asking for candy even when they're sick. People are stupid. It's the job of an artist to tell people what they need. And you can judge whether they're right or wrong, you know? Can you imagine, like, I didn't play fucking Disco Elysium. Like, well, what do I want? Well, I'm really in the mood for, like, a detective, cop thriller, psychological, drama, horror, blah, blah, blah. You know it's good. You sit down and you experience something made by people who put their heart into it, and that's what art is supposed to be about. But nowadays, everything is fucking tropes. It's why I'm so against the like, book talk attitude of, well, in order to know that you'll like the book you're about to read, make sure to seek out the tropes that it has beforehand. Because then at that point, you're not even having an artistic communicative experience. You're literally like just searching out what you already know you want. I'm against poop from a butt, you know, I guess, unless you're sitting on a toilet. I don't know. Is that different from genres? Yes, it is. I'm referring to a specific thing here, not just like, oh, I thought I would like this book, but there's like a subculture of people who are like, I am going to read this book because it was made by an author that specifically publishes like Enemies to Lovers, Slow Burn Until Third Act, here's basically a spark notes of what the book is. Now I'm going to read the book because I know it'll be that. That's different from just like broadly approaching genre. Though I will say, you know, if you're really open to novel artistic experiences, you shouldn't really be pre-selecting for genre that much, right? Like, I know which types of games I like, but if I hear a puzzle, I don't like puzzle games. If I hear a puzzle game is good, you know, I'm willing to be, I guess, sort of pitched an argument, I guess. Anyway, Vosh, this is easy for you to say because you have more disposable income. What the fuck are you talking? Is that bait? My low income means that I can only consume AO3 fanfic tier pre-tropified. That has to be that's bait in my VGG. You can get books at a library. I said easier. I'm saying I'm not going to buy any old game blind. I'm not saying you should buy games blind. What are you talking? You heard something different from what I said. I didn't say buy games blind. I literally said if I hear it's good, you know, what do you, it's not blind. He said books. Well, I mean, for any artistic experience, you know. Do you think this issue will broadly be solved when the old generation dies out? No, it's a systematic issue, okay? It's hard out here, nuts. It is. Not bait. I think you're too rich to have this opinion. Yeah. I maintain, like, I've said this before, and I still maintain it. If you want to become a more complete person, you have to go for the classics. Classic literature. There's basically no reason for you to be fussing about what you're going to read today if you haven't read the classics, okay? Not all of them, but some of them. If you don't read Charles Dickens, you can't vote. I think that's fair. Yeah, go read Treasure Island, you piece of shit. It's like games, you know? People are like, what game should I play? You haven't even played Doom. You haven't played fucking Banjo-Kazooie. What do you mean? I don't know. They don't make any collectathon platformers. They did. They used to. Yeesh. When was the last time you finished a book? Oh, me? Like a million years ago. But that's because I'm like an incomplete person. Can you imagine how fucking goated I'd be if I actually read House of Leaves? It'd be crazy. I'm judging me, too. Not suggesting I'm above the designation in any sense. Though I will say I do engage with games fairly as an artistic medium, you know. Easier, it's easier, right, obviously, so a little bit less. Reading really is like the ultimate medium for growth. The process of translating images on a paper, text, into thoughts and engaging with that, it's always going to demand more of you. There's no comparison. It is special, and we are all illiterate, and we should try harder. You know, we, that includes, I'm saying me as well, that's why I say we, I'm not saying you, right? You can't say, oh, you're a hypocrite if I'm saying we. That's why chat should play Morrowind and read all the dialogue. That's probably true. I haven't played Morrowind. Once Vosh gets a reading chair, it's over for you guys. I do think that if I get... It's so difficult for me to read because I don't have a place to read. My couch isn't comfortable. And also, a couch is for TV. I need a reading chair. The only chair I have is this one. But this is a computer chair. You can't read in a computer chair. And I don't like to read in bed. I don't like sitting up at bed. My bed doesn't have a back. So I would just have my back against the wall. It's not my... I want a good reading chair, you know? Read outside, read standing up. Poor confirmed. What do you want me to do? You want me to buy like an Ames, like the Ames lounge chair? Because I do. I'd do it. Would you guys cancel me if I bought an Ames? What are they, like $8,000? It's a lot of money. It's a lot. They're so pretty, man. Sorry, I'm looking at the... That looks so good. It's a classic for a reason. Ames dupes are like 800. Yeah, but that's not as good. Wait, you would never get a chair that looks like this with real leather for $800. This is not $800 worth of leather. I'll tell you that for free. You can probably find it on eBay for less, like 4,000. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I need to go to Design Within Reach. Just fucking get it. I don't have room in my apartment, man. I don't have room in my apartment. Get the lounge chair. I do want one. I do want one. My partner insists these chairs will go out of style and they aren't worth it. What? This? They've been in style for like 55 years. I mean, maybe at some point. Not the kind of shit you put in a rental. That's true. That is a little bit... Okay, my couch is from IKEA and it's not the most comfy. Having like the IKEA couch... And the just everything around it, and then the Ames, that would be pretty crazy, you know? It would look a little bit incongruent, in my opinion, personally. That would be a little bit silly. I mean, if you want me to get the Ames, you can keep pitching it at me, and I'm going to consider your proposal. I really want like some stackable stools. I find stools very comfortable to sit in. Fuck, now I'm thinking too much about my back. Now my lower back hurts. Hold on, old man Vosh. Listen, okay, at least my deadlifting injury put me in a position where I had to take my back seriously. For a lot of you people, you're just going to develop lower back pain and then never know how to do anything about it.